reducing the number of people immigrating to the U.S. has been a top priority for the Trump administration.
One of the administration's earliest moves was to limit the number of refugees who came to the country. That's led to a sharp decline nationwide in the number of refugees who have resettled in the U.S. in recent years and the number resettling here in Wisconsin.
Will Cushman is an associate editor at WisContext. He recently took a closer look at these numbers in a new piece you can find online at wiscontext.org. Will, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Now, what do we know about how many refugees resettled in Wisconsin last year?
So last year, there were 472 refugees resettled in Wisconsin. That's about a little under 20% less than 2017. But really, the big difference is from 2016. It's over 75% decrease from the 2016 resettlements.
Do we have an idea or at least some idea as to why we're seeing less refugees now than in years past?
Sure. Yeah. So if you look at the charts that we have on WisContext, you can see kind of a general trend line going up during the first decade and a half of the 21st century. But yeah, you're right. Over the last couple of years, it's gone down quite a bit. And that is, we think, pretty much due to federal policy. For 2018, the Trump administration set the cap of refugees that would be accepted into the United States at 45,000, which was the lowest such cap basically since the refugee resettlement program began in 1980. And actually, the actual numbers of refugees resettled in the United States last year was much lower at almost 23,000. We also think there were fewer refugees because some previous refugees have been coming from countries that are affected by the travel ban, Somalia, Syria, a few other countries.
Now, you were referring to the charts that's in your piece about refugees and the drop-off. It also showed in your piece that there was a problem for some of the employers in the Milwaukee area. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. Yeah. So I haven't spoken to any of these employers myself, but I did hear from one source, Mary Flynn. She is the refugee resettlement coordinator in the Milwaukee area for Lutheran Social Services. And she told me that she has been hearing from a number of employers in the Milwaukee area who historically have depended on refugees for jobs that I guess otherwise a lot of local job seekers would not want. I guess they're for the most part lower paying jobs. Several employers told Ms. Flynn there in the Milwaukee area that they are kind of struggling looking for workers to replace this what otherwise had been quite a large number of refugees coming to the Milwaukee area.
Now, it looks like there is a struggle there in the part of employers, at least in Milwaukee, in the state. But how do we compare to the rest of the country? Are you seeing that trend play out in other places around the country?
Sure, yeah. So refugee numbers are down across the nation, you're correct. And really, it does vary wildly from state to state how many refugees they received last year and historically over the last couple of decades. Wisconsin has consistently ranked about middle of the pack. In 2018, Wisconsin placed 20th, I think, in number of refugees that were resettled. There's several states that resettle a lot of refugees. Those include Texas, Washington State, Ohio, California, often states with already larger populations. And then there's also, on the flip side, some states that received no refugees last year. So that would be Hawaii, Wyoming. And yeah, there's a very wide range.
Is there a difference besides the population between states like Texas and California that are receiving a lot of refugees versus a Wisconsin who have experienced a drop off? Is it a matter of the type of employers that are in those states? What is driving that?
So what's driving the actual location of the refugee resettlements is it's pretty complex, but I think boiled down, some of the biggest factors are kind of historical ties to already established refugee communities. So a lot of refugees are reuniting with relatives, family members, friends who they know from from their nation of origin. So they're going to those same communities. Also, a lot of the resettlement agencies that work on resettling refugees, they'll place refugees kind of in the same areas that they're familiar with working in already.
Will Cushman is an associate editor at WisContext, and we're talking about the decline in the number of refugees that are settling in the state of Wisconsin. When you look at the charts that you've included in your piece, there was a big spike in the number of refugees in 2004. What was behind that?
Right, yeah. So I mentioned earlier that there is a pretty gradual trend line moving up from about 2002 to 2016 in the number of refugees, but that doesn't include this, you're right, a big spike in 2004 and to a lesser extent in 2005. That is related to, those are primarily Hmong refugees who had left Laos and were in the last Thai refugee camp that closed right around that time. And so there is a large number of Hmong refugees who were in that last refugee camp in Thailand who came to Wisconsin because they have historical ties to several Wisconsin communities.
Now, you talked about folks from Laos that were coming in 2004 and 2005. What do we know about the refugees that are coming here now in 2019?
Sure. Yeah, so it's changed quite a bit. Basically, starting in about 2006 or 2007, there are a large number, large and growing number of refugees coming from Burma, also known as Myanmar. And these are refugees who belong to a couple different groups. One is the Karen people. Another one, which our listeners maybe have heard quite a bit of about in the last year or so, are the Rohingya. They're a predominantly Muslim minority from Burma. That have been essentially the target of ethnic cleansing, genocide by the ruling military regime.
Now, how does the resettlement process work for refugees?
It's quite a long, complicated process. It can take anywhere from like a year and a half to over 2 years for once a refugee has begun the process to be resettled. It starts with usually a designation from the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, who then works with, in the case of the United States, with the U.S. State Department, who coordinates with several other federal agencies, all sorts of screenings from health screenings to security screenings. There's a lot that goes into it, and the vetting process is pretty extensive, but yeah, it can take quite a long time. And actually, I think only about 1% of the refugees who kind of apply with the UN actually make it through the process to resettlement in any given year.
And do we know where refugees are being resettled here in Wisconsin?
Yeah. So Metro Milwaukee is definitely the biggest, the largest destination for refugees in the state. Makes sense. It's the largest population center in the state. But otherwise, the Fox Cities are also a popular destination. Appleton and Oshkosh, and I think that is partly driven by the resettlement agencies that work in the Fox Cities. They're already growing refugee populations there. Also Dane County and historically the Wausau area and some other larger counties as well. But they're resettled kind of in communities all throughout the state. Barron, Wisconsin is a pretty small town up in northwestern Wisconsin. They have a sizable Somali refugee population. It depends.
And finally, what did you hear from the people who work on resettling refugees about what they think about the drop in numbers?
Sure. I would say they still view obviously their work is very important needed. And I think while they, from what I heard in my interviews with them, they're disappointed with the decreasing numbers of refugees coming to Wisconsin and to the United States. They have to varying extents planned for it, basically since the Trump administration announced in the beginning of 2017 that they were going to be capping the refugees at a much lower number, they've been able to plan for it staffing wise. I think they are looking to continue their services in whatever capacity they can. One refugee resettlement organization in Wisconsin, Catholic Charities of Milwaukee, did end their resettlement program in July, but the other half a dozen or so are still gone.
Will, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Darrell.
That was Will Cushman, associate editor of WisConText, talking to us about why we're seeing a decline in the number of refugees in Wisconsin. You can find his piece at wisconText.org.